Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in-depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more discussing important topics in higher education, research, and student life. I'm Derek Smith, and our guest today is Baylor University President Dr. Linda Livingstone. Baylor recently announced a new schedule for the Baylor Conversation Series throughout the fall, featuring a focus on civil discourse. The series began with a multidisciplinary faculty panel on civil discourse and will feature faculty-led roundtables and public events featuring leaders representing diverse viewpoints on important topics. Additionally, departments across campus will sponsor forums on a variety of topics, all seeking to demonstrate mutual respect and appreciation for the experiences of others as we discuss important issues across society. President Livingstone, our guest today, thanks so much for joining us.
Glad to be here, Derek, and look forward to this conversation.
Look forward to this conversation and the conversations that will take place throughout the fall. Later on, we'll talk about some of the people who are coming to campus and sharing some of their expertise on these topics. And let's dive right in. But let's first kind of define what civil discourse means as we talk about this. I think people have that broad idea, but what does it mean to you and to Baylor as we move into this series?
Well, what we're really trying to do here is help people think about how they have conversations about really difficult issues where people might disagree very, very strongly, but do it in a way that's respectful of one another and really leads to dialogue and listening and maybe even bridging across diverse views and perspectives in a healthy way that means that we can continue to move forward and sort of live in community and work together with people with which we disagree strongly on some key issues.
A great topic, and why is the time right now? So we think more broadly whether the world as a whole or even just the college, the campus experience.
We know when we look at what's going on in society and what we see in the media and in politics that there's a lot of really ugly rhetoric, and people seem to be talking past one another and not listening to each other. We hear a lot on college campuses about, you know, free speech and speakers that people are bringing to campus that one group or another might not want to have on campus. And so I think it's just an important time for us to step back and say, you know, how do we address these issues? And are there ways that we can have dialogue that's healthier and that actually brings people together instead of pushing people apart?
Visiting with Baylor University President Dr. Linda Livingstone. And President Livingstone, is there anyone in your own experiences, past or present, be it someone you knew personally or just someone you admired, who really helped you think more deeply about the topic of civil discourse or modeled that for you that made an impact?
When I was at Pepperdine, the president there, Andy Benton, loved to talk about convicted civility. So that was the term that he used. We're using civil discourse, but I think it's the same thing. And it was in the context of when you have a conviction about something and you believe deeply in it, how do you have conversations around that in a civil and respectful way? And so I think President Benton was wonderful at articulating that and modeling it. And so I think that was one modeling I saw earlier in my academic career that was important and something that he was very passionate about and thought was an important part of who we were at Pepperdine. The other thing I would say there, our provost loved to talk about radical hospitality. Mm-hmm. And so he talked about how, as an institution of higher learning, we need to be a place where everybody can come and sit around the table and have conversation. They may not all like what's at the table, and they may disagree about what you're serving at the table, mm-hmm. but they know that they're welcome, and they're welcome to be a part of the conversation. So I think both of those individuals were important in helping kind of shape my thinking about this and what the ways we need to think about it on a university campus.
Well, maybe this is obvious in some regards, but I want to ask you, you know, how does this focus on civil discourse align with the Baylor mission?
When you think about our mission, we talk about preparing men and women or educating men and women for worldwide leadership and service by integrating academic excellence and Christian commitment within a caring community. So if we're preparing our students to go out and be leaders in the world, they're going to be in situations where people have different perspectives on the world than they do, and where they have to be able to articulate their views. They have to be able to listen and work with people who don't think like they do. And so I think it's important as we prepare leaders that we give them experiences where they have to really think deeply about issues and come to terms with what they believe, why they believe it, and how might they defend or support what they believe. And then when you think about us doing this within a caring community, so how do we learn how to work together even when we disagree with people and care for people and love people and engage with people, even when we have strongly different opinions on things? So I think there's multiple aspects of this that tie deeply into our Christian mission and our commitment to the learning experience we create at Baylor.
Visiting with President Livingstone, and you know, you mentioned that certainly there's a lot of rhetoric that's modeled, whether in the media or elsewhere, that maybe isn't what we want to see people follow. But how much of a headwind is there that Baylor has to lean into, or anyone has to lean to, as a matter of fact, when we talk about this?
I think there's probably more headwind now than there used to be. I think when you look at, particularly in politics, because we read and see so much about that, we used to be in an environment where our politicians, even in different parties, would come together and try to work through issues and work together and compromise and collaborate to try to get to a good solution. And we seem to have people going to their corners now and not really willing to talk or listen. And so I think when you see that in the media so much and in the way we see our government and other governments working, it makes it harder to help students understand how we might do things differently than what they may be seeing in public settings so much.
Visiting with President Livingstone, talking about the fall series on civil discourse, and as we talk about that headwind, particularly as it relates to this generation, you think about college students now are all basically born around the turn of the millennium, so social media has been a big part of their lives as long as they can really remember. And it feels like it's pretty common. You've probably seen this. You see YouTube videos where it says, well, someone of a different viewpoint got owned, or watch this person shut down this person who disagreed with them. When you think about what this generation has been fed, you know, when, and think about how Baylor can help shape them in regards to this, what comes to mind for you now?
Well, I think social media, there's some wonderful things about social media and helping people get connected engage with one another. But there's aspects of social media that are very challenging. I'm actually going to share Dr. Leslie Hahner, who's one of our faculty in communications, was on the faculty panel that kicked off our conversation series. And she's a rhetoric professor. And one of the things she talked about was that digital spaces are typically not created for dialogue. And when you can go online and you can be anonymous, then you tend to be focusing on winning and losing and not on engagement with one another. And so digital spaces don't tend to be the healthiest places to try to engage and have dialogue with others. And so I do think it has made it challenging, especially when you have young people who have kind of grown up where much of their communication happens in the social media space, and they're doing it in, you know, 120 or 140 or 240 characters. There's only so much depth you can have in that kind of a conversation, and you don't get people's personality and their expressions in that as much. And so it really is helping students think about how to have deeper, more meaningful engagement with folks than you typically have on social media.
You know, this conversation series is a very clear and overt way of advancing that. But what are some of the ways, through your own experiences at Baylor or from talking to faculty or students, that some of these values Baylor tries to bake those into the discourse that takes place or the debates that take place in classrooms or in other forums?
I think that one of the things you try to do in class sometimes is actually model these behaviors. So putting students in situations where they have to discuss topics where students in class or things that they're reading might present differing perspectives on issues, and then getting students to think through kind of the value of those arguments. I think one of the things that came out in the conversation series with the faculty, and I think it was Dr. Alicia Kaufman in history who talked a lot about it, is students don't always think about, they'll express an opinion, but then how do you understand, are you providing real evidence behind that opinion? Or when you hear a perspective from someone else that's different than yours, how do you evaluate the evidence behind that? So when we have strong feelings about things, are we really developing really good and strong arguments? And then what's the language we're using to express that. So how can we help students think about how to develop good arguments, how to critique arguments in a healthy way, what kind of language is most helpful to use when we're really trying to create dialogue and discussion as opposed to just shutting people down. So there's very specific techniques. I would also mention a couple of books. There's a book called Difficult Conversations. It's a classic book in kind of how we engage with people. And it is great about giving specific techniques. We have faculty that use that book in class to help students think about, whether it's in a personal setting or a business setting, how do you have a conversation with somebody where you have difficult news to share or you disagree with them? So there's a lot of things faculty do in class to try to help students develop skills and approaches to having these kinds of conversations.
This is Baylor Connections. We are visiting with Baylor University President Dr. Linda Livingstone. We are talking about the Civil Discourse Conversation Series taking place throughout the fall. And on a more broad level, thinking about the role of the university and specifically Baylor, you know, we hear campuses referred to as a marketplace of ideas. What does that mean?
Well, at a university, we bring a lot of diverse people to our campus, faculty, staff, students, speakers, on and on. And we are really helping people. We want to develop our students into great critical thinkers, into thoughtful human beings. And you do that by talking about ideas and hearing different perspectives. And so when you talk about a marketplace of ideas, a university is a place where people can come together and discuss and debate and think about deep issues and ideas. And it's really a unique environment to do that in that you really don't have in almost any other setting in society. And so it's a rich, safe space to have conversations about difficult issues where you can learn and debate and discuss and really think deeply about what you believe, why you believe it, and if you do believe that, how do you express that in healthy ways that work in the context of people who may have different perspectives on issues?
You know, certainly people know Baylor University's role as a leading Christian research university and institution, world's largest institution, founded in the Baptist tradition, and a place committed to the idea that all truth is God's truth. So what does that balance look like as we expose students to differing ideas while also helping them examine, challenge, and strengthen those convictions that are most important?
Well, as you said, we believe that all truth is God's truth. But what goes with that is the belief that all truth is open to inquiry. And our opportunity as a Christian research university is to really study and reveal God's truth and then to kind of teach and share that truth with others. And so in the process of really trying to study and reveal God's truth, there's going to be a lot of opportunity for debate and discussion and research and dialogue. And so I think it's a real privilege as a Christian institution to be in an environment where we allow that kind of in-depth study and reflection and debate on really important issues while really trying to think about how do we bring God's perspective, a biblical perspective into that. And that leads to really rich discussion and debate and hopefully prepares our students when they leave here to think deeply about issues, to think about why they believe what they do, and to be able to articulate that in healthy ways when they leave.
What about the role of speakers who aren't employed by Baylor but who come to campus to speak to students? I'm sure sometimes, you know, you'll get comments from one group, well, how could this person come? Or another group, well, how about this person? How does Baylor stay true to that Christian mission while still sometimes inviting people whose, you know, viewpoints may be different from those espoused by the university?
We have many different speakers that come to our campus for a wide variety of reasons, and certainly not 100% of them are going to necessarily agree with every value that Baylor has as an institution. And I think that's important. We need to be a place where people with different views and perspectives can come to campus, can speak, can be in discussion and dialogue with our faculty and our students and our staff and help. I mean, our students need to be exposed to a wide variety of perspectives. They're going to go into a world, whether they're in healthcare or business or, you know, they're going out to do work around the world, they're going to be exposed to people that have very different views and perspectives than they do, that were not educated and raised in a Christian environment. And they need to know how to have conversations with those folks. They need to know how people with different perspectives think about things. And they need to be able to leave here and function in an environment where they're going to be around a lot of diverse folks and perspectives. And so we need to prepare them for that while they're on our campus. And one of the ways to do that is to expose them to a lot of different speakers and perspectives while they're here, while teaching them how to think about those in appropriate ways, how to evaluate what's being said, how to have conversations with those folks to help understand better what they think. We can always learn, even if somebody has a different view than we do, we can learn a lot from them and understand better, which might then help us understand our own perspectives better and strengthen our views on what we believe and why we believe it.
You know, we talked at the top of the show about the Baylor mission, but you think about developing students for worldwide leadership and service. It's probably hard to be a leader if you demonstrate a lack of understanding or easily offended by a viewpoint that's different than your own.
Absolutely. And it doesn't mean it has to change your opinion, but you mm-hmm. need to be able to understand where someone's coming from, and whether you agree with it or not, at least have some sense of the context and the motivations behind it, because that gives you a better ability to figure out, how do I deal with that person? You might be in a negotiating situation. You might be trying to do business with this person. And understanding them and where they're coming from is really critical to being able to be successful in that environment.
This is Baylor Connections. We are visiting with President Livingstone on the program today. So specifically thinking about the series and some of the events coming up, because I would imagine there would be some that some listeners would want to attend. First off, how did it all come together?
Well, we began talking about, as we came into this school year, what were some of the issues that we really needed to be working on as a campus. And, you know, we've over the last several years had some speakers that were viewed as controversial, or we've had events happen on our campus among students where different student groups were in some difficult dialogue or conflict with one another. And we thought, well, how can we actually contribute to creating an environment where we can come together and work together on these issues and not be divisive? We also have some faculty that have done wonderful work writing and speaking in on this space. And so we felt like having a conversation series around civil discourse made perfect sense, particularly given, as we've talked about before, what's going on out in society. So it was just kind of a variety of events that kind of brought it together and crystallized it. And then we've had great support from faculty that have been willing to be involved in this. And first event was really extremely interesting, and I hope people will go listen to that. It's posted online because it was really a valuable discussion and a great lead into the other things that are going to be going on this semester.
Other programs coming up on October 28th, Drs. Tim Uhlhoff and Rick Langer from Briola will speak at Baylor, and then on November 15th, Drs. Robert George and Cornell West from Princeton. Let's first talk about the event on October 28th. Dr. Tim Uhlhoff and Dr. Rick Langer from Biola. What is it about them that kind of led them to be a part of this?
Yeah. Well, they've written a book called Winsome Persuasion, Christian Influence in a Post-Christian World. And so they spend a lot of time thinking about, how do we as Christians engage in a post-Christian world and have influence, but yet do it in a gracious and loving way. The president of Biola also wrote a book called Love Kindness, and he's done a lot of thinking and writing about, how do we exhibit kindness and love to others even when we're in conflict with them on important ideas. So we're excited to have Professors Uhlhoff and Langer with us, and I think it's going to be a wonderful and rich discussion that day.
So that is October 28th. Then on November 15th, Dr. Robert George and Dr. Cornell West from Princeton, two friends who are a very interesting friendship. What can you tell us about them?
Well, Drs. George and West probably disagree about as strongly as you can on almost any significant societal issue. One of them's very conservative, one of them's very liberal, but yet they've taught class together, and they become good friends, and they actually spend a lot of time speaking to others about how they do that. How can we disagree so strongly on key issues and yet still work together, like each other, and actually have civil conversations together? And so we are thrilled to have them coming. They're each in their own right are just amazing, thoughtful people. And to have them together on our campus to talk about this, we think it's a wonderful model for how we can do this better ourselves.
So a little bit of the opposite when you see the two boxes on cable news with the talking head
fighting
for airtime.
they would be
different.
Good at that, probably.
Yes.
But I think the way they do it is mm-hmm. what we really want to learn from, and how they have that dialogue in a healthy way and aren't just talking past each other.
Visiting with President Livingstone, you mentioned that faculty panel, Dr. Leslie Hunter. You talked about how she was analyzing social media as a space and not always best for dialogue. Were there other takeaways from that that you really stood out to you, really helped launch the program?
Yeah, we had such a wonderful panel. So I mentioned Dr. Hunter. The other thing she said that I thought was really insightful, she said that our goal should not be to get people to our side, but to truly listen and humble ourselves before other people. So she talked about this humility it takes to listen to other people. Dr. Alicia Kaufman was, she's a history professor, and I thought one of the interesting things she talked about was how we need to understand the context from which someone is speaking. Because if you understand the context of their life or their perspective, it will help you to see their perspective differently and, again, give you a more of an openness to their way of thinking. Whether it changes your mind or not is certainly another question. Dr. David Corey, who's in the Honors College, he actually likes to talk about the term charitable discourse because he says it's rare that there are rare times when it's right to set aside civility, but it is never appropriate to abandon charity. So to, you know, show love and care to people. And then I think the other one that was interesting, Greg Garrett, who's one of our English professors, shared about that he thinks people more and more, as we become more polarized, we think of ourselves as being in a gated community where it's us against them. And then when it becomes us against them, we begin talking about all the bad things about the other person and pushing ourselves even further and further away, and that we've got to find ways to have discourse to sort of get over those walls of those gated communities. And so they all had different interesting insights because they come from very different academic backgrounds and experiences, but yet all of them spoke into this idea that we need to be able to have rich and healthy conversations with people with which we disagree and then still be able to live and work in community with them in healthy ways.
Well, a lot to think about and some great programming upcoming. We hope people will check that out. I know if they Google Baylor Conversation Series, they can find that. Baylor Proud, if they visit BaylorProud.com, recently had a post up about that, linking to that.
So right.
And I get the community and others can take part in some of these.
Absolutely. We hope they'll listen to that first one. And then we've got students that will be coming together next week with faculty. And then certainly the two that we already talked about with the professors. And so it's a great series. And then we'll do some other work in the spring on it as well.
We'll look forward to seeing that and people hopefully modeling some of that as we head into 2020 and beyond, and as students and all of us work on these skills. President Livingstone, thank you very much.
Pleasure being with you, Derek.
Thank you. Baylor University President Dr. Linda Livingstone, our guest today on Baylor Connections. I'm Derek Smith. A reminder, you can hear this and other programs online, baylor.edu/connections. Thanks for joining us here on Baylor Connections.